What's up, everybody? Just wanted to do a quick one today. So a few things that I want to talk about. I started doing some videos on social media for my real estate business recently, and this is kind of like just like a little vent, so bear with me. So when I do these videos now, I start to realize something. I really think about my time and the time I put into it. And yeah, these are quick, like these little podcasts, these little times of content are just for fun, right? Just little rants to tell, you know, talk about my day. But when I'm working throughout the day, I spend every second, every day evaluating, is this worth my time? What is my time worth? Is this going to bring me the value? And that, I think that's being a CEO of your own company, I think that's what you have to do. And so I did a post, and it was a video explaining that I'm bringing properties to buyers on Facebook. And I posted them to a bunch of groups to see if anybody will look at it and log into my website. But I tell them in the video, I'm taking the time out of my day to find these things for you guys. So yes, you're going to have to log in, and you're going to have to put your information, and I'm going to call you. And that's the way it works, because my time is valuable, so I don't want just anybody logging in. I get to choose who my clients are. And if it doesn't work to work with you, I don't want to work with you. If it's not going to be a smooth process, or I feel like the connection won't work, then I'm not going to work with you. And that's my new goal, is to show that I'm the one that's the valuable one. And clients and buyers and sellers, they'll always be there. But you have to show that your time is valuable, and they can't take any of your time away, especially when you have people commenting on your Facebook post that says, I had a lady that said, I don't know her name, I'm not going to call her out, but she was saying something about my post being, she wanted to look at the property and she was interested, but she would never log in, and she can't believe that people were still logging in. Well, in her mind, it's a solicitation. But if she was going to watch the whole video and actually heard what I said, which she probably didn't, she would see why it's like that. And I used to get comments all the time, because I used to be like, oh yeah, here, like here's this property, you check it out, and they have to log in. That's a solicitation. But I've pre-warned you on this. So my goal is to not solicit anybody. I don't want to be soliciting anybody for business. I want the business to come to me because of who I am. And that's a truly going to attract clients I want to work with. People are going to see that I have a mindset of, I'm going to get the job done because I know what I'm good at. And this is the way I do things. So, number one, I don't solicit anymore. That's part of my agenda. I don't solicit. I put content out there, put information out there. I bring people things. I take time out of my day because I'm good at what I do. But don't think that I'm looking at it as just a paycheck, because it is my job and it is my business. And sometimes you have to evaluate, is this worth it? Is this going to better my business? Is this going to, you know, cause me headache? Is this going to cause negativity? Is this going to draw time away from me? And I think even going into, you know, in a couple months, maybe, you know, when I'm hiring people, I want my clients to know the reason why that I'm going to have a structure, that people are going to come in and there's certain people they're going to talk to and certain timelines. We're going to have checklists. We're going to have everything all ready to go, because I want people to realize that it's not just like, oh yeah, let's go look at properties. There is a structure. This is how we do it. This is who's going to show you these homes. This is the person that's going to be handling this. This is the person that's going to be handling this. Yes, I'm going to be involved, but I'm also running a business. I'm the CEO, but I have a support staff in place to make this process a lot smoother for you and be able to get you what you need in the right away, or in the right kind of way. As far as, like, you know, there's inspections or all this, so you're protected. And I think it comes with just having a structure for these people to show them that I put these things in place to help and make my job easier and make their job, you know, their buying process a lot smoother, and they have the information they need. So that being said, real estate is a different beast, and I'm looking to turn this thing upside down. And if you've already turned off the podcast because you didn't want to hear this, then that's totally fine. But if you're still listening, I would definitely think about this. All this time in real estate, no one's adapted to what is going on in the tech world. No one. There's a few people probably doing it. Some people that are technology based in other areas, but no one's doing what I'm about to do. I'm looking in multiple ways. There's other things that are going to pop up later down the road that I want to do in my real estate business, but my goal is to turn this thing upside down, be a market disruptor. And because when you disrupt the market, it's going to turn heads. And when it turns heads, and I'm not out here trying to go chase business, I want business to come to me because I want people to know I'm doing it differently for a reason. And there should be people should have been doing this a long time ago. But you guys are going to see. Things are going to change quickly. And hopefully you guys are going to be watching, because stay tuned. It's going to be fun. So you guys have a good one. I'm going to get to work here. Go back to work, actually. I just took a little break. Got my green kale shake here, feeling healthy. And I did not go to the gym this morning. I woke up and worked. And it's Thursdays and Fridays. I go to the gym later in the evening. It's just a little bit easier for me later in the week. And I like it. So I could stay up, Friday night, I could stay up a little bit. I don't need to wake up too early on a Saturday, but probably wake up around 6 or something. So getting back to work here. And you guys have a great rest of your day. I'm going to be having a really cool podcast soon. Before I go, I want to tell you about this. My buddy, I don't know if he even wants me to say his name, but he's going to be talking about Bitcoin. This guy told me about Bitcoin probably a year and a half ago, and he was into computers and all this stuff, and telling me I should invest, and I thought he was crazy. Didn't listen to him with an open mind. So, we're putting our heads together, two young guys out here trying to make it in life. So I think that you guys are going to find this information really valuable. And if you're looking to whether just widen your knowledge base about it, or figure out what it is and how it works, and how it's going to change things in the future. So stay tuned for that one. I think it's either going to be tonight or tomorrow. I'll have the video up on YouTube, and we're going to try to stream it live to Facebook or Instagram. We'll see how it goes. It's the first time doing anything live or video, I think it's a big deal, because I think people need to know about Bitcoin, and I even need to widen my knowledge base on it too. So you guys have a good one. Have a good rest of your day, and talk to you soon.